So, how does Aristotle's ethics compare with some famous modern ethical theories? One big difference is that Aristotle asks, what's the best life for a human being, and how can I live the best life? So, ethics, if you like, is about what's best for me. This certainly makes his ethics ego-centered, but that doesn't mean it makes it selfish or self-centered in a bad way. But it does mean it contrasts quite importantly with, say, Kant's ethics. Kant asks, what gives an action moral worth? And answers that to have moral worth, it must be done from the motive of duty. And it contrasts again with a very different kind of modern approach to ethics, so-called consequentialism. Consequentialism asks what makes an action the right action and answers in terms of its consequences for the general happiness. In other words, for consequentialism, what makes an action a right action isn't merely something to do with the agent, but something to do with its consequences for people in general. Aristotle's approach is very different. He isn't really interested primarily in the question, what makes an action a right action? He doesn't ask, how should I act to do my duty or to act rightly? He asks, what sort of person should I be to live well? And the kind of person I should be involves being a person who has the moral virtues, justice, courage, temperance, and so on, as well as the intellectual virtues, being excellent at reasoning and thinking about the important things in life, as well as the important things not in life. So Aristotle's focus isn't on how we should behave towards others, though, insofar as he thinks we need the moral virtues to be happy, behaving correctly towards others will be part and parcel of living the good life.